Rodin's preoccupation with images of the sensuous writer bordered on obsessive. Receiving a commission for a Balzac monument, the sculptor threw himself into the study of the man who had died years before Rodin's birth. Possibly out of a spiritual kinship with Balzac, Rodin's dedication to understanding the writer resulted in his reading Balzac's novels, studying images of Balzac by contemporary artists, interviewing people who had known him, and visiting the area in France where Balzac had lived. The resulting portrait is of a fleshy man who succumbed to the many temptations of 19th century France. It is much more a study of the subject than a glorified photo image of the writer. Rodin's unconventional portrayal of Balzac engendered polar responses. Support or rejection of Rodin and this work became a cause célèbre, with some arguing against the shocking portrayal of a famous writer and others applauding Rodin's courage, not so very different from art criticism today. This work is one of the few by Rodin in the museum's collection that was not given by the Spreckelses. Bernard Cantor became a major collector of the artist, and it was his foundation that gave this work to the Fine Arts Museums.